Good morning, beautiful New Life Church. It's wonderful to be here with you again, and I hope you're having a good day so far. Well, the Bible is the Word of God. From Genesis to Revelation, there are many prophecies that have been fulfilled, but there are many more prophecies that are still going to be fulfilled, proving the truthfulness of God's Word. And today, I would like to talk to you about the offspring of the woman. We find reference of this in Genesis chapter 3, verse 15. And I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between your offspring and hers. He will crush your head, and you will strike his heel. This word was God speaking to the devil, to the serpent. This was God's sentence to Satan for his rebellion against God, and after the devil deceived Adam and Eve to sin against God. What we see happening in Luke chapter 1, verse 26 to 38, is the fulfillment of Genesis 3:15. The offspring of the woman was the one who would crush Satan and his evil angels forever. Hallelujah. But first, let's see who was the woman chosen by God to carry his one and only begotten son. The scripture tells us very little about this woman. Her name was Mary, or in Aramaic, Miriam, which means beloved. She was a young Jewish girl who lived in a small, insignificant town of Nazareth in the very poor region of Galilee. She was pledged. She was committed to be married to Joseph. And in that tradition, it meant they were engaged. In verse 26 and 34, give emphasis that this young woman was a virgin. Why was that information so important for all to know? Because knowing that Mary was a virgin would prove that the baby in her womb was a miracle baby. The conception of this baby was going to be supernatural. The baby that Mary was going to carry was going to be the Son of the Most High. And this was a prophecy being fulfilled. A prophecy spoken by the prophet Isaiah 740 years before Jesus was born. Therefore, the Lord himself will give you a sign. The virgin will conceive and give birth to a son, and will call him Emmanuel. Isaiah 7:14. We also know that the angel described Mary as highly favored. Mary found the highest favor in God's eyes. God saw her pure heart, her childlike faith. God saw Mary's heart full of devotion and faithfulness towards God. Mary received the special grace and honor to be made the mother of the Messiah, the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Amen. Verse 34, Mary asked the angel a valid, fair question. She didn't doubt the miracle, but she asked, how? How will this be, since I am virgin? And verse 35, the angel then told Mary how this amazing miracle would happen. The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you, said the angel. Here we see a parallel with Genesis 1, when God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, the triune God, created heavens and earth and everything in it by the power of his word. The word was spoken, and the Spirit of God rested, hovered over it, bringing the spoken word into reality, into being. What happened to Mary was also a parallel to the Shekinah of God. When the glory of God, the presence of the Most High, came down in a cloud, enveloping the tabernacle where God rested, where God lived amongst his people. Beautiful. And that was exactly what Jesus did. He came and he lived amongst his people. Hallelujah. In verse 37, Mary is told about her relative Elizabeth, who was having a miracle baby in her old age. And the angel reassured Mary that the conception of Mary's child was going to be only the work of God. The angel said the powerful words in verse 38, settling Mary's heart at peace. He said, "For nothing is impossible with God." Amen. I'll say it again. For nothing is impossible with God. That's our God. The Mary, this young Jewish girl, gave the most inspirational answer to the angel in verse 38. "I am the Lord's servant," Mary answered. "May it be to me as you have said." Mary gave herself completely to God. She was a servant, ready to be used for the glory of God. Mary allowed God to rewrite her life story. Mary exchanged her personal dreams and desires for God's dreams and desires for her. Mary wasn't afraid of the consequences she could face. After all, in her time, a woman could face death if she got pregnant outside marriage. Would Joseph believe her? Would her parents believe her? What about her relatives, her friends? Would they believe her? No, Mary wasn't afraid. Instead, Mary put herself completely in the hands of the one through whom all things are possible. Hallelujah. I remember in 1996, I had just lost my first husband, who drowned in a boating accident. I was 28 and I was left with two beautiful young boys, aged 10 and 6, to look after. In the midst of my grief and trying to help my boys with their grief, God called me to devote my life working for Him in full-time ministry, which I said yes to. Sometime after that, God put in my heart His love for the Kurdish people. God asked me to go and tell the Kurdish people about God's love and salvation for them through Jesus Christ, our Savior. It meant that I and the boys had to leave our families, our friends, our country, our customs, our food, our language, and our home comforts. The boys had to leave their friends and schools too. To be honest with you, I didn't know how God would take us from Brazil, especially when I knew that I had no finances to do that. But I believed that the one who called us was faithful to provide all our needs. And He has done it. God has provided for us and is still providing for us. And I am still here, able to share His love with the Kurdish people to this day. Hallelujah. Give to God all your impossible situations. Trust Him with a servant heart, for nothing is impossible with God. We have already seen who the woman in Genesis 3:15 was. Her name was Mary. Now let's see who was, or better still, who is Jesus, the offspring of the woman. The angel told Mary two things about the child. First, the angel told Mary who the baby would be. Verse 32, he will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David. Jesus is the one who together in eternity with the Father and the Holy Spirit planned about our salvation and our glorious future with him. Jesus is the one who the patriarchs spoken about. Jesus is the one who the prophets pointed to. Jesus is the one who was symbolized by the sacrificial lamb whose blood set the Hebrew people free from slavery in Egypt. The tabernacle, the temple, the sacrifices in the temple, Israel's feasts, and the Sabbath overshadowed Jesus. Jesus is the Verb, eternal, divine, who came in flesh and lived amongst us, full of grace and truth. Jesus is the Son of God, the Savior of the world. Jesus is the Messiah. He is the bread of life and the light of the world. Jesus is the door that leads us into eternal salvation. Hallelujah. The second thing that the angel told Mary, he told Mary about the child's mission. Verse 31, and you are to give him the name Jesus. Jesus in Hebrew is Yeshua, which means to rescue, to deliver. And that was Jesus' mission. Jesus is the one who, when the time had fully come, was born of a woman, born under the law, to be our Savior, our Redeemer. Jesus is the one who came down from glory and became flesh. Jesus, being God, made himself a man. Jesus, being the King of Kings, became a servant because he loved us with eternal, perfect, sacrificial love. Jesus is the one who came to carry the cross for us. Jesus is the one who died on the cross for our sins. He died a sacrificial death, but he rose again from the dead, gloriously and victoriously for our justification and our salvation. Jesus is the one who sits at the right hand of the Father, reigning supremely over all. Jesus is the one who intercedes for us as our great high priest. Jesus is the foundation of his church. He is the head of his church. Jesus is the owner of his church. Jesus is the one who built his church. Jesus is the protector of the church, and the gates of Hades won't prevail against his church. Hallelujah. Jesus is the one who is coming back to his people, to his church, and all eyes will see him, and all ears will hear him, and all knees will bow to the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Hallelujah. And Jesus is the one who will crush Satan forever. And Jesus will sit on the throne of David forever and ever. Hallelujah. Amen. Now God is inviting us to look how big and great he is. And he's not inviting us to look at how big our difficulties, our challenges, or our situations might be. And today, this amazing Jesus is calling you to open your heart so he can come in and be also your eternal Savior and your eternal King. Hallelujah. God bless you. Have a wonderful day.